To W.F. Kumuyi.
Somebody there, praise the Lord. Utter time has come. Your time has come. Every burden the Lord will roll away. Every problem he will solve. And you will be the partaker of his miracle power tonight in Jesus' name. For me, total transformation. Where are you? Shout it out, total transformation. Through Christ. He loves you so much, that's why he's brought you here today. We thank God for all our ministers, all the pastors and reverends and bishops and great men of God from all the ministries, all the churches, and all the leaders of communities who are here tonight. We celebrate you and we praise the Lord that God has used you and is still using you, and he will use you more and more for his glory in Jesus' name. And for all men, all women who are here today, and you have this voice of joy, that joy will increase. The power of the Lord will descend upon you. Burdens will be rolled away today. He will forgive your sin. He will set you free. Transformation will come upon your life. Even your amen alone is enough. We bring miracles down. Father, we thank you and bless your name tonight. Thank you for all our leaders. Thank you for all the people of God who are here. And thank you for all people you've created us. You didn't create us for problem, but problems have come. You take problems out of every life tonight in Jesus' name. Turn things around for the better in every life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. I come to an important verse of scripture. John chapter 19 verse 30. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The last words, very last sentence that Jesus made, announcing to the world, announcing to heaven, announcing before the Father, announcing before everyone around, letting us know the fact it is finished. Tonight, it is finished. Yeah. Problems finished. Yokes broken. Yes. Jesus said, "It is finished." The songwriter captured it in that song. Oh, happy day, happy day. And then the second stanza of that song says, "It is done. The great transaction is done. I am my Lord's and he is mine," on the basis that the great transaction is done. And then it goes on today, "He drew me because he had finished that great transaction and I followed on." It requires your decision. Already it's made the declaration. Already it's bought the redemption. Already everything has been done. And now he draws you. That's why you are here. And then it says you need a response. And I followed on, charmed, glad, to confess the voice divine. And then it says, happy day. This is a happy day for you. Yeah. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Because of that great transaction tonight, all your sins are washed away. Yeah. And he washes the sin so well and so perfectly. Not a blot of your past sin will appear before God anymore. It will count you as if you had never sinned. Maybe somebody will remember you were this, you were that. Heaven will never remember those sins against you anymore. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. From this day, you'll keep on rejoicing, not regretting. You'll keep on rejoicing, not sorrowful. All your sorrow, all your heartache, everything will be taken away. Happy day, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. When did he do that? He did that long ago when he said, it is finished. That great transaction is now done. And I thank God you are here tonight, because the personal, present experience of that transaction will be in your life. It's that transaction that is going to bring the transformation from sickness to health. Your amen is a truth, can't you? From sin to salvation. Yeah. From oppression to liberation. Yeah. Tonight, you are delivered in Jesus' name. As we begin tonight, I'm talking to you on the benefits in the great transaction. The benefits, your own benefits. The benefits, what we have in Christ as a result of that great transaction. Transaction when it said it is finished. There are three things we're looking at very briefly. Number one is the price of the benefits, a price that has been paid that you need to know. There is the cost of that great transaction. And when Jesus said it is finished, he had paid the price. The price of the benefits. Number two is the penitence of the beneficiaries, the people who come to benefit. Those are the beneficiaries, the people who come to receive all that heaven has provided through Calvary. Those are the beneficiaries. You here tonight, you are the beneficiary. Christ will benefit your life. The cross of Christ will benefit your life. Calvary will benefit your life. That statement, it is finished, will be a benefit to your life tonight in Jesus' name. What's the condition? What's the condition? Actually, you see, there were two thieves on the cross. And when Jesus said, it is finished, he was saying that, I said to heaven, after he had finished, he announced to the Father, I have done it. I paid the price for the salvation of the whole of humanity. He was saying that to the whole nation, the nation of Israel. It is finished. He was saying that to the whole world. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the whole world. And he was telling the world that price has now been paid. It is finished. But was saying that to the two thieves that were hanging on either side of the cross. And it was drawing them. And it was telling them, you can go from the cross and go right to paradise. But one did not accept that. One was looking for earthly deliverance only. And he said, now, if you are the one you claim to be, why don't you rescue us, save us? You come down and bring us down. He was not penitent. But the other one said, how do you talk like that? We are suffering for our sin. But he, this man, did no wrong. This is the perfect one, perfect Son of God. This is the perfect Savior. He did nothing wrong. He was offering a perfect sacrifice. A perfect Son offering a perfect sacrifice as the perfect Savior. Then he said, Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom. He was still thinking when he comes in the future to the kingdom. Remember me when you come to your kingdom. He was thinking of a future kingdom, a millennial kingdom, a kingdom he will establish when he comes again. He knew he will come again. That man, he knew that although Jesus was dying, he will rise again and he will establish his kingdom. And he said, when you come and you establish that kingdom, remember me. I call you Lord. I give myself to you. I'm following you. If I had a chance, I would live differently by your grace. And Jesus said, I say unto you, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And if he forgave him right there because he was penitent, tonight is your night. The Lord did not ask, why did you do this? Why did you do that? The man already knew. He confessed, we are suffering for our crime. But he, Christ, the perfect Son, offering a perfect sacrifice as a perfect Savior. The man called him Lord, and that man heard. It is finished. He believed that. And that very day, he was in paradise. Your own time has come. You have heard, he said, it is finished. You will confess your sin. You will turn away from your sin. There will be penitence so that you will have the benefit of what he has done. Look at number three. Number three is the performance by the benefactor. He is the benefactor, and he said already for you, it is finished. Will I be judged for all my sins when I face God, the God of heaven? Jesus answered, no, it is finished. I bear that punishment for you. You didn't say amen to that one. Because he is your benefactor. Look at three things now. Number one, we're looking at the price of the benefit. The benefits he gives. He gives us, he says, there is a price, and he paid that price. First Peter chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 18. For as much as she know, you ought to know. Because if you don't know, you cannot be saved on the grounds of ignorance. You must know. You must know the price had been paid. If you didn't know, that's why you were not saved. But now, he gives you the knowledge. He gives you the understanding. He says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed, ye were not restored, ye were not ransomed, ye were not saved with the corruptible things as silver and gold. Silver cannot take away your sin. Gold cannot take away your sin. Wealth, riches cannot take away your sin. If silver and gold could redeem us, Christ would not need to die. If silver and gold, if our wealth, our money, our riches could save us, then we can go to work and get enough money. But you understand, you cannot give God that money and throw it to heaven. They don't spend your silver, your currency and gold. They don't spend that in heaven. The only thing that avails in heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ. It says, "For we are not redeemed or saved by silver and gold from our corrupt, vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers." In verse 19, it says, "But with the precious blood of Christ." That's why after he shed the blood, he said, "It is finished. The price is paid. Now you can be saved. Now your sins can be forgiven. Now whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord," even tonight, "you'll be saved in Jesus' name." Because you recognize the price. You say, "Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to the cross I cling." You're saying, "Christ, you died for me." I know heaven does not recognize any other price, any other thing. Could all the works of your hand be collected together and turn all those works to silver and gold? You couldn't purchase your redemption, your salvation. Could the ears of your head all be gathered together and turned to silver and gold? They couldn't save you, because the price, the only price for our salvation, for our redemption, is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Could all your gifts, all your talents, everything be gathered together? Could all your good works be gathered together and everything turned to silver and gold? They still will not save you. Could your personality and your prestige and your achievement, could everything be turned to silver and gold? They couldn't save you. Could all your achievements an accomplishment, could everything be turned to silver and gold? They couldn't save you. But the only price that heaven recognizes is what the Father has ordained. He sent his only begotten Son, that he will die in your place and in my place. That's why it says, "It is with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish." As of a lamb without blemish. No other lamb anywhere raised from any place will be without blemish. But it's Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the whole world, is the perfect Lamb without blemish and without spot. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, "Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world." The Lord being omnipotent, omniscient, he knew the future. When he created Adam at the beginning of the world, he knew there will be a fall, because he has all knowledge. He has knowledge of the past, of the present, and of the future. And before the creation of Adam and Eve, before the foundation of the world, he knew that mankind will need a redeemer, a savior, and it was already foreordained before the foundation of the world that he will come, and eventually was manifested in these last days for you. Amen. For me.
Amen.
God from all eternity was thinking about you. He knew you'll be born. He knew you'll be here. He knew you would be in the world. He knew you will need a Savior. Our good God, compassionate, merciful God, loving God, already thinking about you even before you were born. Everybody praise the Lord. If God had been thinking about you even before the foundation of the world, and eventually Christ, the Savior, the Redeemer, was manifested, the wisest thing you can do is to say, He drew me and I followed on. He called me and I answered. He paid the price of my sin, and I decide to follow Christ, no turning back, no turning back. And he tells us in verse 21, who by him do believe in God. That's what we do. We realize all my gold and silver cannot save me. All my good works cannot save me. All the traditions of our fathers cannot save me. And I know the only price that God accepts is the price of the blood of the Lamb. Because by him now I believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory. That your faith and hope might be in God. I'm talking about you. And I'm talking to you tonight. I praise the Lord that God loves you so much, he will save you. He will not cast you away. He's been planning for you to be here this day, that you will know the great price that Christ paid for you when he said on the cross, it is finished. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And I'm reading from verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? No, we didn't know. Before we understood the price of our redemption, we didn't know. We thought our body was the temple of charms. We thought our body was the temple for the bunch lizard and the burnt insects. We didn't know that our body was the temple of the Holy Ghost, and it wasn't really until we took the price. But before we took the price, the blood of Jesus, our body or the temple or the house of charms, charcoal, and all those things that were drunk, we thought a body or the house and the temple of evil spirit, of occultic spirit, and we carried ourselves to all those shrines, and we carried ourselves to all those places, and they wrote things on the floor, and they wrote things on the wall, and they gave us things to swallow. Why did we know that our body was the temple of the Holy Ghost? No, we didn't know. We thought a body was the temple of evil thought, evil plan, and evil action. We didn't know that we could be so precious to become the temple of the Holy Ghost. We thought we were the temple of human ideologies, and we swallowed them like nothing else. But now, the price of our salvation, the price of our redemption has now been paid, and we come to the Lord, and all the things were swallowed, we now vomit them, we give them up. All the charcoal, all the charms, all the things were put inside, coming from Satan, the evil spirit, and from occultic powers, All those things were given, and some of those things were kind of scratched and put in our blood vessel. But now we reject them. All the talisman, all the magic, all the occultic things that we got into us. Now, my body is no more the temple of evil spirit. Say that for yourself. And so we get them, we flush them out. Confess them, forsake them, because now you realize you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. We didn't know that. You thought you belong to yourself. You could say whatever you wanted to say. You said, my mouth is mine. Well, maybe you are right, because you had not partaken of the price of redemption. My hand is mine. I can cut whatever I want to cut. I can hold whatever I want to hold. And I can destroy whoever I want to destroy. And I can use my eyes the way I want. Well, because you didn't know the price had been paid. And because you didn't know that when the Holy Ghost takes over your life, that you're no more your own. It says that you're no more your own. Verse 20. In verse 20, for ye are bought with a price. That's it. But you understand, we normally buy things with currency, but the currency of earth is not accepted in heaven. You don't spend dollars in heaven, pound sterling in heaven, euros in heaven, naira in heaven, cedis in heaven. No, those are earthly currencies. They can buy whatever they want to buy on earth. But to have salvation, all those currencies, they are nothing. They do not work. They are not acceptable in heaven. But the price of our salvation, what Christ has done. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. There's an apostrophe there. It means we belong to God. The price of the benefits. Benefits, salvation. The price, that's the blood of Jesus. Benefit of healing. The price, that the blood of Jesus. The benefit of liberation, deliverance from evil spirit, evil power. The price, that the blood of Jesus. And the benefit of provision in our lives, that it says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Remember, by Christ Jesus. All those benefits we have through the price of the blood of Jesus. And he says, it is finished. Your problems are finished. Your guilt finished. Your judgment finished. Your sorrow finished. Your poverty finished. And all the harassment and oppression of the devil finished in your life in Jesus' name. Now, for me, for you to be a beneficiary, what does it take? Look at number two here. It's the penitence of the beneficiaries. the penitence of the beneficiaries. That means you have sorrow for sin. You don't have laughter for sin. Penitence means you're not proud of being a drunkard. There are people that do not understand when they're coming to Christ. And they say, yes, I'm coming, but you know, I've lived such a hilarious life. What kind of life? A drunkard is proud of his drunkenness instead of being penitent. Other people, they're proud of their immoral lives. Oh, they say, you know, in their sinful day, when they were in the world, as if they are no more in the world, you know, they run at any girl, any lady, and they catch them and bring them into sinful submission. They're proud of their past sinful life. But you know, if you're going to be the beneficiary of what Christ has done, you're not proud of evil, you're not proud of occultism, you're not proud of demonic power, you're not proud of satanic affliction or satanic connection. There is penitence. You're sorry for the past, and you come to the Lord and say, I did all that because I didn't know you. If I knew you and I knew the kind of life you brought for me through Calvary, I wouldn't have been like that. I regret that although I was going to what they call church, I was going to what they call synagogue, I was going to what they call sanctuary. I'm so sorry. And I'm ashamed of myself that church going did not rid me of all those sins. That is the penitent man, the penitent woman. As you come tonight and you're penitent and you say, I'm sorry for the past, but I come for your salvation, it will save you tonight. Yeah. Acts chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 19. Repent ye therefore, the price is paid already. Repent ye therefore, the blood of Jesus will cleanse you from every sin. Repent ye therefore, he said, it is finished. Repent ye therefore, you can have eternal life right now. Repent ye therefore. You are the one God has been thinking about from all eternity. Repent ye therefore. It's because of the love of God, that's why we repent. It's because the Lord is calling us, that's why we repent. It is because we know our sins of the past, they're ruining our lives, they're destroying our lives, that's why we repent. It's because we know the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's why we're repenting. It is because we know every sin we've committed will block heaven, will shut the door of heaven, and will lock the gates of eternal joy against us. That's why we're repenting. That's why it says, repent ye therefore and be converted. Calvary has enough power to convert anyone and to convert everyone. Give me a good amen. Amen. Even people thought that Saul of Tarsus had gone beyond the possibility of grace. They thought he could not be converted, but he was. He came to Jerusalem after he had met the Lord, but even the apostles said, no, shut him out, until Barnabas came and said, what do you believe? Don't you believe that God can save and convert any man? It was then they realized that the man, as bad as he was, and I guess you are not as bad as Saul of Tarsus. I said, I guess, and I hope I'm right, you are not as bad as the Saul of Tarsus. He got converted, you will get converted. Because it says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. That your sins may be blotted out. Understand? All the sins we have committed, they're reaching down. Until they are blotted out, they'll be in the presence of God. Now think what it means. Look at a rich man in your community. And he is very, very rich. He has silver and gold. He has local currency and foreign currency. But the police people, they catch him and he's arrested. He's done evil, terrible evil. He's been covering it for a long time. But now they discovered him and is brought to the court before the judge. Will his local currency and foreign currency blot out his transgression? No. Before the God of heaven, the judge of all the earth, no matter how rich you are, how wealthy you are, no matter how popular you are, no matter how religious you are, all those things you have, when you are caught, and God has caught you, he knows what you have done, he has everything on record, until he blots out your sin, your guilt will still be there. That's why he says, forget who you are, forget what you have, forget what great things you have done. Forget your accomplishment. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Because the only thing that can blot out all your sins is the blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross of Calvary when he said, it is finish. And then it says, when the times of refreshing shall come, the Lord will bring refreshing into your life. Your life will become fresh, freshened up. That all the burden, all the thought, all the fear of the judgment will come, everything it will take away. And that comes, look at this, only from the presence of the Lord. Look at verse 26. In verse 26, unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, he had to die before he was raised up. He had to finish the transaction before the resurrection. And because he had finished the transaction and the price for your salvation is fully paid, and now it's raised up, now your sins can be blotted out. And it says he sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. He's the only one that can turn you away. He will turn you away from the iniquities in Jesus' name. You understand? Being popular does not turn you away from your old sinful life. You know, as popular as you are, the sinful life is already ingrained in your nature. Even though you come to a higher position in society, that doesn't turn you away from your iniquity. You know, you were doing something because you were poor, but now you have become rich, but you still keep on doing them. You know why? Riches cannot turn us away from iniquity. Oh, well, I was single, not married. That's why I was doing that. But now you are married, and the marriage has not turned you away from your iniquities. It is only the blood of the Lamb. It says he has sent Jesus to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. And it is that same transaction that brings healing into your life. How glad am I for you today? You are healed in Jesus' name. When you come to him tonight, that cancer will not kill you.
Amen.
Jesus will kill your cancer.
Amen.
And that terminal disease will not terminate your life. Jesus will terminate the life of that disease in your life tonight, in Jesus' name. It will refresh your life. All the cells of your body will be refreshed and come alive again. Look at Psalm 103. I'm reading from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Now the psalmist realized, you know, when you are redeemed, you now know that his name is holy name. You know, a person can go to church for decades and not know that the name of the Lord is holy name. That's why in your churchianity, although going to church, you do a bad, terrible sin, an unholy sin, an unrighteous sin, and then you say, I swear by the name of God. Well, you make the name to support your unholy life. You didn't know the name of the Lord is holy. You stole, and they said, who stole this money? You see me, I swear the name of God. And you are swearing in the name of God to support your stealing. You didn't know the name of God is holy. But when you come to know that Jesus has saved you, and he said, it is finished, and you become a beneficiary of that provision of the name of Jesus, you say, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Look at verse 2. In verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Benefits, you have them tonight. Salvation, you have that tonight. Healing, you have that tonight. Deliverance, you have that tonight. The enemy thought they will finish your life. That one has been finished on the cross of Calvary. They will not finish you. All your curses, the curse of the evil people upon your life, that was finished already. Long life. Who am I talking to? The Lord are taking away all the curse in your life. The curse of the old man, the curse of the old woman, and the curse of, you know, marry me. Okay, I will marry you. But then I changed my mind, because now I know that this one is just a parasite. It's going to suck blessing out of my life. And then you turn, and the fellow came and said, didn't you say you are going to marry me? I changed my mind. Okay, you change your mind. And then he puts a curse on you. That curse eradicated. That cause finished tonight in Jesus' name. Business partner will do business together, and then we'll sign this and sign that. And eventually, see, this fellow is a crook. I don't want to continue with this. You're not continuing with me, all right? You will know I came from somewhere. From where? Well, you will know. And then he puts a curse upon you. That curse is finished tonight.
Yeah.
Once you come to the Lord, that's part of the benefit that we have in the Lord. every curse, every yoke broken out of your life in Jesus' name. Preacher, they said, I will not have a child in life. Because I know them. I know them because once they say that, it is done. No. Once Calvary says it is finished, it is done. All the things they have said, you come to Christ tonight. This time next year, you'll carry your own baby. And forget not all his benefits. Look at verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? All your iniquities tonight, they are forgiven. All you need to do is come. Come to Christ, because he forgives all iniquities. And who healeth? Tell me. Tell me out loud. If you are confident, say it again. If you know this is for you, all your diseases, everything healed tonight in Jesus' name. Once you come to Christ, there's no terminal disease upon your life. You're free. Tonight, as you come the way he wants you to come. How does he want you to come? In penitence, not in pride. You're not proud of past adultery. No, don't come that way. You're not proud of your past fornication. Don't come that way. You're not proud of your past drunkenness. Don't come that way. You're not proud of being fetish, of doing occultic things. Don't come that way. You come in penitence. You come saying, I am sorry for my past. I am sorry for my sin. That's why it says, repent ye therefore, and you are converted, and the price of your salvation, of your healing, of your deliverance will be effective tonight in Jesus' name. The benefit of blind eyes being opened will receive tonight. The benefit of the lame rising up and walking will receive tonight. And the benefit of the people that have been down bedridden for many years tonight, the Lord will quicken you. You come alive in Jesus' name. Your amen is so wonderful. Look at number 3 now. Number 3, we're looking at the performance by the benefactor. Performance in your life. Tonight, what Calvary has provided will flow to you right there. Heaven has been thinking of you. God has been thinking of you. And you are the beneficiary from the benefactor tonight. Praise the Lord. God is ready to forgive every sin you have ever committed in your life. Praise the Lord. God is ready to give you peace in your heart. Praise the Lord. God is ready to heal you tonight. He will heal you in Jesus' name. The performance by the benefactor. We're looking at Romans chapter 4, verse 21. Romans chapter 4, verse 21. I'm being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. That's it. Fully persuaded. He will forgive me. I'm fully persuaded. Fully persuaded, he will take the pain in my body away. fully persuaded he will heal me, fully persuaded he will destroy the works of the devil, fully persuaded he'll give me deliverance tonight. Are you fully persuaded? It's yours. What you say is what you see. I said what you say is what you see. And what you see is what you show. You show it tonight. I am forgiven. You show it tonight. I am healed. You show it tonight. And what you show, you share. You share it tonight. I'm so glad my sins are forgiven. Show it. Share it. I'm so glad he has healed me. Show it. Share it. I'm so glad he has delivered me tonight. The hot brain is now refreshed and calm and cool. I say it. I see it. I show you. I share it. A good amen there. Because what he had promised is able also to perform. Look at verse 22. In verse 22, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness, all his sins taken away. And then there's an impartation of righteousness upon his life. Heaven will blot out all your sins tonight and give you the righteousness of Christ. And when heaven looks at you, it will be as if you are as righteous as Christ, because his righteousness is imputed unto you. And when Jesus the righteous prayed, God always answered. And since he takes away your sin and he gives you his righteousness, when you pray tonight, he will answer your prayer. Verse 23, now it was not written for him and for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. Verse 24, but for us also, for me also. You know, as you believe, the price has been paid. You believe it is done. You believe the great transaction done. He is mine and I am his. For you also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord. Jesus is now your Lord. Charm is not your Lord. Occultism is no more your Lord. Evil spirit is no more your Lord. Human silver and gold, no more your Lord. He is now our Lord, and he raised him from the dead. Verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Thank God, a performance is coming in your life. Performance of salvation. Performance of healing. Performance of miracle. Performance of deliverance. It is done in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 44. I'm reading from verse 24. Isaiah 44, verse 24. Thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer. Who is your Redeemer? The Lord is your Redeemer. The Lord is your Savior. And he that formed thee from the womb. Who formed you? Who created you? I am the Lord that maketh all things, and he'll make all things good in your life tonight. That stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. The Lord who spread abroad the whole earth, and the Lord who sent the Lord Jesus Christ in his love and compassion and mercy, that has sent redemption to you, he'll perform it tonight. Amen. Look at verse 25. In verse 25, that frustrates the tokens of liars. All liars in your life, they are frustrated. They say you will not be happy, they are frustrated. They say you will not be saved, they are frustrated. They say you will not be healed, they are liars, they are frustrated. Anyone that speaks anything different from what Calvary has said, what Christ has said, it is finished. All those people, they are liars, they will be frustrated out of your life. And maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and that maketh their knowledge foolish. All the people that say, I know him, he can never do well. All those things they say, he'll turn into foolishness. I know her. Wherever she goes, she can go here, go there, go church and go crusade, go anywhere. She can never be healed. They are liars tonight. And the Lord will make their knowledge foolish. Now verse 26 is where we're going, and we're getting there. Look at it. That confirms the word of a servant. I'm the servant of the Lord for you tonight. And everything I say concerning you will be confirmed in Jesus' name. When I talk about your forgiveness, it is confirmed. Because he sent me as a servant to tell you that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And as you call upon the name of the Lord tonight, you are saved in Jesus' name. He sent me to tell you that no matter for how many years that sickness has been there, he told me to bring the healing of Christ to you tonight. And you get it in Jesus' name. And anything that says to the contrary is a liar. It will frustrate the words of the liar in your life. And he confirms the word of his servant. Look at this, look at this, look at this, and performeth the counsel of his messengers. Performance in your life. What are you there? Your time of performance has now come. And thou shalt be inhabited. That's what he says to Jerusalem, and that's fulfilled already. And to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built. If you check up the geography and history, that's done already. And I will raise up the decayed places thereof. If you check up, that's done already. Now the one to be done for you tonight is the confirmation and the performance of the word of the Lord in your life. It is finished. Where are you? It is finished. I said, where are you? It is finished. Your guilt gone. Your condemnation gone. Judgment gone. New life is coming to you. Salvation is coming to you. Forgiveness has now come. There's a performance in your life tonight, because the great transaction is done. He gives you a happy heart now, a joyful soul. Salvation has come. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Now, you know, Jesus said, it is finished and it's done. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you come not proud, you come in penitence. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. My good works cannot save me. Could all the ears of my head be turned to silver and gold? They couldn't save me. But thou and thou alone must save. I come. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. He wants you to come for his salvation. If you want his salvation, you want his forgiveness, and you want the benefit of Calvary to blot out all your transgression, whatever, wherever you are, whatever you've done in the past, just raise up your hand. Your salvation has now come. Forgiveness has now come. He has paid the price for the benefit of salvation. You raise up your hand and you're telling the Lord, Lord, I come. He will not reject you. He will not reject you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you are that whosoever. He'll forgive you no matter how deep, how dyed, red that sin might be. He will forgive you right now. Raise up your hand. If you're raising up your hand, God bless you there. Please stand up. Anywhere you are, online, in any congregation, or by yourself, the price is paid for your salvation. In the blood of Jesus is shed already, and you want that salvation now, just raise up your hand and stand up and say, Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. You'll not go back empty-handed. The salvation will be handed over to you right there. He'll take your guilt away. He'll take your condemnation away. He'll give you forgiveness, new life, new heart, the joy of salvation. Keep standing and praying with you. If you are still on your seat, but you know you need this benefit of forgiveness, of salvation, of freedom, wherever you are, just raise up that hand and stand up, please. This is your moment. Don't allow this moment to pass you by. We're praying now, Father. We thank you for your love and compassion and mercy. Thank you, Lord, because you sent Jesus, your only begotten Son. He had no sin. A perfect Savior, the perfect Son, offering a perfect sacrifice. And he has made salvation, forgiveness, freedom available for everyone. And you said, whosoever comes to you, you will in no wise cast away. All these have come. Receive them, forgive them, save them in Jesus' name. Take all their condemnation away. Take all their guilt away. And Lord, I pray you grant them forgiveness right now. Blot out all their transgressions, that not one big or small transgression remains on their record anymore in Jesus' name. It is done. It is finished. You have set them free. Lord, in your mercy, graciously write their names in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. All those who are here, all those online, anywhere you are connected, You have this assurance. You're fully persuaded what he has said, he has done. You are saved. You are forgiven. He has given you eternal life. Thank the Lord for that. Thank you, Lord, because we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Another good amen. Your amen is unforgettable. Keep on standing. God bless you. Keep on standing. We'll call on our minister who is to lead us now, to lead us with our choir members and counselors. God bless you, counselors. Help us do a good job. And then after that, we'll be praying for the sick tonight. Healing. Amen. Tonight, miracle. Amen. Tonight, deliverance. Amen. You will have the benefit tonight. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Please come.
We rejoice with you for receiving the benefits of salvation. Therefore, please, our counselors are by your side. Give them your name, true names, your phone numbers. And our counselors should please write legibly in capitals. Write their names in capitals, legibly. And if you can write, you may write the name yourself and then for your phone numbers in particular. Let our counselors go throughout the congregation. We rejoice with you for the decisions you have taken tonight. This is a very, very good thing you've done. And please make sure that there's a counselor by your side if you are standing. If you are standing and there is no counselor by your side now, kindly raise your hand and wave it so that any of the counselors nearby will be able to see you. Some of our counselors should please come towards the front here. There are some hands there and there are nobody by their sides. While we are collecting the data of your names and your phone numbers, please remember that tomorrow by 3:00, there's going to be lunch time with Jesus in this same place. Just by my right-hand side, your left side, you will see behind the blocks of classroom there, there's a canopy, white canopy, big place. That's where we're going to meet tomorrow, 3:00, lunch hour with Jesus. We want you to make sure that you attend. Please come on time for that meeting. It's so important, very, very important, and we want you to be part of it. Please make it an appointment with Jesus so that all that our Father and the Lord still has for you, there are some packages he wants you to have. You will be able to receive them tomorrow. 3:00. Our counselors should please write their names clearly, legibly, preferably in capitals, and write their phone numbers and the contact addresses where they can be reached. If you are standing and there is no counselor by your side by now, kindly wave your hand so that they will be able to attend to you. The rest of us should remember that this is the first part of the program. This is the first night. The miracle time is still coming. Our Father and the Lord is coming to pray for everyone so that you will not live here like you came. This first part of the program, the miracle time in the spiritual, is important. And the second part, the dosage that will touch your body, touch your spirit, touch your soul, and make you completely whole tonight. Don't miss it. Wait for that. And as you wait, you tell the Lord what you want him to do for you. Please, our counselors, let's be swift about this. Collect the data. Primarily, we don't want you to spend too much time discussing and talking with them. Just write their names, write their contact addresses, and write their telephone numbers. Remember, write all in capitals, please, so that it will be easy to read. Want to believe that there is appreciable progress in the congregation. So if you have been reached in all the zones, in all the sections, let's know that you have covered the whole congregation so that we can ask our Father and the Lord to come and pray for us. To my right-hand side at the back, is anybody there assuring us that the people have been reached? Do we have any flag, any of our coordinators, coordinating people over there, supervising the counselors? I want to remind us again, those of us who have surrendered our life to Jesus, that 3 o'clock tomorrow, there's going to be lunch time with Jesus. And that meeting will hold just behind the block of classrooms to my right-hand side. There's a white canopy over there. We'll be meeting 3 o'clock tomorrow, lunch time with Jesus. There are special packages waiting for you. I want you to make sure you're there. That means to come early for the program tomorrow, so you can attend the lunch time with Jesus before the program will start. Our counselors, I want to believe we are making progress. Can we please wave our flags if we are through with the counseling in the various parts of the congregation? I'm looking for the flags. I've not seen any. Okay, at the far back there. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. What about to my left-hand side, this side? The left-hand side. Are we through? At the far back, we are through. In the middle, on the right-hand side, we are also through. Thank you very much. Our counselors, let's speed up. let's be fast, so that our Father and the Lord can come with power of the Holy Ghost to pray, and you receive your much-needed miracles tonight. You're not going to leave here like you came. Thank you very much. I can see the flag. What about the left-hand side? Okay, thank you very much. I believe that all over now, we want to invite our Father and the Lord. Expect your miracles. Expect your miracles. Can you please rise as our Father and the Lord comes to pray for us?
Praise the Lord. Your miracle is ready. I want you to understand. Jesus said, it is done. What does that mean? It is paid for. He has paid the price. I want you to imagine in a particular shop what you needed had been paid for there, and then you are informed that this place is where you have that thing you were looking for. It's been paid. You're not carrying any money there again. It's paid for. Then you get to the front of that shop or plaza, whatever, and then you are there, you announce this is who you are, and you show that you have come to collect what had been paid for. Would they give you?
Yes.
Or will you need to stand there crying and shouting, please, please, pleading? Do we need that?
Yes.
He has paid for your healing.
Yes.
He has paid for your deliverance.
Yes.
The breaking of every yoke, he has paid for that. The removal of every curse out of your life, he has paid for that.
Yeah.
New life,
yeah.
Healing,
yeah.
Deliverance,
yeah.
Miracle,
yeah.
You have it now.
Yeah.
He paid for that cancer to be removed.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Blindness, gone. Deafness, gone. And we don't need to, you know, be crying and pleading, because now it is finished. And I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised is willing, is able, is ready to do for you now. You raise up your hand. Any sickness, any infirmity, any disease, just raise up one hand and lay your other hand in the place where you have the challenge. When you hear the final amen already, a choir reminded us, amen, even so, amen, even so, it is so. In your life tonight, it is so. You raise up one hand and you lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Healing has come. Father, in Jesus' name, we come with assurance. We come with confidence. We come believing, fully persuaded, that what Jesus said, it is finished. It is done right now. And so that sickness, in anyone there, I command the sickness, come out in Jesus' name. Blind eyes, be healed and begin to see plainly and clearly in Jesus' name. Deaf ears open, begin to hear now in Jesus' name. Madness, insanity, brain problem, healed in Jesus' name. That evil tormenting spirit, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Any swelling in your body, goiter, come out. Hunchback, come out. Hernia, come out. Elephantiasis, come out. And the swelling under your arm, come out in Jesus' name. Cancer, be healed right now. All those cancer cells, dry up in Jesus' name. And the cells of your body, be refreshed right now. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis, dry cough, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, fulfill your word. Every pain, every plague, every yoke, every curse, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Those deaf ears, be opened right now. Internal sickness, external visible sickness, be healed in Jesus' name. Whatever your name, or maybe you don't have a known name, but you are called sickness, you are called disease, you are called oppression, you are called attack, you are called affliction, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, you are the one that performs the word, the counsel of your messenger. Confirm and perform the word right now. Yeah. Healing everywhere. Yeah. Deliverance everywhere. Yeah. Miracle everywhere. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. I receive.
I receive.
The promise is confirmed in your life.
Amen.
Check up yourself. You see the healing there. You have a testimony tonight. Sage. Siege. Show it. Come and share it. Amen. Pastor.